More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
It is now, being a parent particularly can show you some parts of life that you maybe didn't necessarily want to experience. A mum was forced to wash her son's hair 23 times.
His hair?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
After he smeared his head with Vaseline. apparently this is quite common. This hasn't happened to us.
What?
Yet, touch wood.
What? Smearing our heads with Vaseline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because.
Why, is it going to happen? Do you feel like you might one day?
No. Kids apparently, like 3-year-old Lucas here, had put Vaseline all over his head because he wanted to style it for kindy.
Yeah, that's cute. He thought it was hair gel.
Yeah, and apparently lots of kids will do that.
Yeah.
So mum, Jamie Lee Stewart, has gone, okay, what do I do here? Looked online. The suggestion was to try talcum powder, except she didn't have any. So she tried self-raising flour.
Oh,
I'm not sure if
baked a cake on his head.
I'm not sure if that's necessarily a reasonable substitute, but it instead congealed into a bizarrely gooey kind of paste on top of his head.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it took a lot of washing and a lot of patience. And so I'm just putting the story out.
Now he has the greasiest head in school.
Yes, but on the other hand, no cradle cap or any variety of of skin issues.
The
They're
smoothest
all gorgeous.
Skin ever on his scalp.
So the question I think here is, what have we learnt out
Don't
of this?
Put Vaseline in your hair.
Well, that's good too.
Or buy kids' hair gel.
I think it's probably easier just to stop having kids.
Yeah, that too.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Strap yourself in for an ARIA-related feast.
Yes, it was Australian Music's Night of Nights last night. The 2018 ARIA Awards, with Amy Shark cementing herself as the reigning queen of pop in Australia, taking home 4 awards for her album Love Monster. She and her album took out Best Female Artist, Best Pop Release, Best Producer, and she also scored the coveted Album of the Year Award.
I really, really wanted this. Not just for me, but for, like, my whole team, because there has been so much that's gone into this.
Wow.
Oh, good on her.
Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer also won big with 3 awards, including the Apple Music Song of the Year, presented to the boys by Bob Geldof.
Okay, that was a weird choice, but
yeah,
sure.
I think we got here through sheer determination to up our game every single time we come back with a record. And you saw us grow up. You saw every step of the way. You've seen us since we were 16 in front of you. And we stand here today as men, and we're very proud of where we came from and the music we create. So thank you to everybody.
Is he turned into a Canadian, eh?
I was going to say, and we stand here in front of you as Canadians as well, apparently.
Seems like it. Yeah.
Earlier in the night, the boys took to the stage to perform the award-winning song, Young Blood.
Good work. I mean, it's pretty hard. Sometimes you hear some audio from, like, TV performances like that, and they're not great. They did
all
right.
Very hard performing live. Sounded good. Casey Chambers was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame, presented to her from her good friend Paul Kelly.
Oh.
And she also performed a melody of her greatest hits. Also taking to the stage was Rita Ora, George Ezra, Dean Lewis, 5 Sauce, as we heard, Jess Malboy as well, to honour the late Grumel for his Best Male Artist win.
Uh-huh.
And to finish off the night, a collaboration of Keith Urban's Fighter between himself and award-winning Amy Shark.
He was the presenter, of course, so of course he got up there to sing too.
As you said, Keith was host for the night, so of course Nicole Kidman came along to support him. She was in the star-studded front row alongside Troy Sivan, 5 Sauce, Rita Ora, and George Ezra. You have to finish singing this Christmas carol.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
No, I just want to check that to be sure.
Tis the season to be jolly.
I think we've got it.
Perfect. Hey, well done. Hey. You're now in that draw, so you could be the lucky one flicking the switch. Tomorrow, we will let you know.
Thank you.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first off, you know that there is some Christmas-related festivities going on.
Oh, a little thing called the 2018 Mandra Christmas pageant.
That's the one. I wondered if you'd heard about it. Well, we're going to be there, and it's on, and it's happening all on the eastern foreshore. You know the little, the rotunda. That's where we're going.
Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow from 5, we'll be there till 8:30. All the action of the Christmas pageant happening down there, including fireworks.
Now, while you're down there, the City of Mandra, this is number 2, City of Mandra is partnering with Variety WA to collect gifts for families who are doing it tough.
Yes.
So bring a present along for a child under 12 up to the value of $20. And there'll be a collection point nearby as part of the pageant action tomorrow. And as you may have heard, tickets for the Manchester United game, Manchester United, go on sale in July. Well, the games are in July, but they go on sale today, 10 o'clock.
So if you're a massive soccer fan and you want to see Manchester United here in Perth,
Ticketmaster tickets.
What time? 2
Ticket
o'clock?
Ticketmaster, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
They go on sale, so not long to go.
IKEA, Italy. Mm. They've started taking in stray dogs at night when the store closes to give them somewhere to shelter. How nice is that?
And imagine, too, I suppose it's all of the meatballs they could eat.
Yeah, all the leftover meatballs at the end of the day. That'd be the best.
I want to move into IKEA.
Can I be a stray dog in Italy?